This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The U.S. has issued a new advisory warning against travel to mainland China and Hong Kong, citing the risk of arbitrary detention and arbitrary enforcement of local laws. The advisory issued today warned U.S. citizens that China imposes arbitrary detention and exit bans to compel cooperation with investigations and pressure family members to return to China from abroad. Wen Wangbing, the spokesperson of the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, said some people in the U.S. have been claiming that they care about the ethnic minorities in Xinjiang. In the meantime, they took measures cracking down on Xinjiang companies. This fully exposed the hypocritical faces and evil intentions of these people, he says, to sow discords between the Chinese people of different ethnic groups. China's finance ministry said on Tuesday it will extend existing tariff exemptions for 16 products from the United States. This comes as the Trump administration on Monday said it will block U.S. imports of cotton, clothing, and other products from five specific entities in western China's Xinjiang region. Deadly West Coast wildfires are dividing President Donald Trump and the state's Democratic governors over how to prevent blazes from becoming more frequent and destructive.
Change is real, and so is our responsibility to do more on vegetation management and forest management. I don't see those as mutually exclusive. I see those as mutual responsibility of both the state, federal government, and private sector partners.
That's California Governor Gavin Newsom, but scientists say it's not as simple as blaming either climate change or the way the land is managed. The governors of California, Oregon, and Washington have all said global warming is priming forests for wildfires as they become hotter and drier. This is VOA News. Hurricane Sally is slowly closing in on the northern Gulf Coast with powerful winds, and weather forecasters are warning of potentially historic flooding. Hurricane warnings stretch from Louisiana to Florida and Alabama on Monday. Governor Kay Ivey asked a federal emergency declaration as the Weather Service warned of a storm surge of more than 9 feet in the Mobile area. The storm reached Category 2 strength with sustained winds of 100 miles per hour on Monday afternoon. In the meantime, Hurricane Paulette knocked out power lines in much of Bermuda on Monday, but eventually appeared to have caused only limited damage even as swells reached as far as the east coast of the United States. Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny shared a picture from his hospital bed on Tuesday, sitting up in bed and surrounded by his family, with the message that he was now able to breathe independently following his suspected poisoning last month. He wrote in the caption to his Instagram followers, quote, "Hi, this is Navalny. I can still hardly do anything, but yesterday I could breathe on my own. Actually, on my own." Authorities in Panama are investigating the discovery of a mass grave in the vicinity of another grave site found in January, where investigators believe a religious sect buried victims of violent exorcisms. Forensic experts say they're still trying to determine how many remains are located at the newly found site in the indigenous region, several hundred kilometers north of the capital of Panama City. In January, authorities found a mass grave with at least 7 victims, including a pregnant woman. The grave was linked to the God's New Light Church. Globally, there are more than 928,000 COVID-19-related deaths and more than 29.2 million infections. India confirmed more than 83,000 new coronavirus cases on Tuesday, bringing its total caseload to nearly 5 million. The health ministry also reported 1,054 new deaths, driving total fatalities up to 80,776. With 4.93 million confirmed cases, India has the second highest total in the world after the U.S. Infections have maintained an upward surge amid an ease in coronavirus restrictions more than nationwide. More than 600,000 new cases have been confirmed in the last week alone. South Korea's prime minister told a cabinet meeting Tuesday that the country will secure early supply of coronavirus vaccines from international organizations and overseas drug makers for 30 million people, or 60% of its population. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.